Aurora restaurant owner Sam Sabari said he is still extending his offer of help to the man accused of breaking into his business, after an arrest was made in connection with the incident. Jonathan Allen, a 44-year-old Newmarket man, was charged with 25 counts of committing break-and-enter, as well as the same number of counts of disguise with intent and possession of break-in instruments. He was also charged with breach of probation, dangerous operation, flight from police, obstructing police, and using an unauthorized plate. He was arrested and charged in relation to break-ins dating back as far as June 3. York Regional Police Const. James Dixon confirmed in an email that Allen was charged in connection with a break-and-enter in the area of Bathurst Street and McClellan Way, believed to have occurred on September 28, around 11:58 p.m. Despite this, Sabari, who owns Tina's Grill on McClellan Way where a break-in happened at around midnight on September 28, said he's still happy, the offer is still there, for whoever needs food. People are hungry out there, life is hard. I get it, he added. I've been to the point where I've been hungry before and I'd go a day without eating, and it's the worst feeling in the world when you're hungry, it sucks. The September incident was the first time Sabari has faced a break in the 5 years he's been running the restaurant. Sabari previously said that while it appears nothing was taken during the incident, the restaurant lost a decent amount of business while police were investigating the incident, with the restaurant only able to open at about 4 p.m. on Sunday. In addition, Sabari had to pay $800 for a same-day emergency appointment to have the glass door fixed. Since the incident, Sabari has also upgraded his security system and is contemplating buying security bars for his windows. There's people out there who are willing to help, like myself. Just come talk to me, he added. Dixon added that Allen was remanded at the time of his arrest and is still in custody. He is also wanted by the OPP and Durham Regional Police Service.